Section 8. The Constant Capital in Both Departments. The analysis of the total value of the product of 9,000 and of the categories into which it is divided does not present any greater difficulty than that of the value produced by an individual capital. On the contrary, they are identical. The entire annual social product here contains 3 social working days, each of 1 year. The value expressed by each one of these working days is 3,000, so that the value expressed by the total product is equal to 3 times 3,000, or 9,000. Furthermore, the following portions of this working time have elapsed prior to the 1 year process of production, the product of which we are now analysing. In Department 1, 4/3 of a working day with a product worth 4,000, and in Department 2, 2/3 of a working day with a product worth 2,000, making a total of 2 social working days with a product worth 6,000. For this reason, constant capital 4,000 of Department 1 plus constant capital 2,000 of Department 2 equals 6,000, figure as the value of the means of production, or the constant capital value reappearing in the total value of the social product. Furthermore, 1/3 of the social working day of 1 year newly added in Department 1 is necessary labour, or labour replacing the value of the variable capital of 1,000 of Department 1 and paying the price of the labour employed by Department 1. In the same way, 1/6 of a social working day in Department 2 is necessary labour with a value of 500. Hence, variable capital 1,000 of Department 1 plus variable capital 500 of Department 2 equals 1,500, expressing the value of 1/2 of the social working day, is the value expression of the first half of the aggregate working day added this year, and consisting of necessary labour. Finally, in Department 1, 1/3 of the aggregate working day with a product worth 1,000 is surplus labour, and in Department 2, 1/6 of the working day with a product worth 500 is surplus labour. Together they constitute the other half of the added aggregate working day. Hence the total surplus value produced is equal to 1,000 of Department 1 plus 500 of Department 2, or 1,500. Thus, the constant capital portion, C, of the value of the social product is 2 working days expended prior to the process of production. Expression of value equals 6,000. Necessary labour, V, expended during the year is 1/2 of a working day expended on the annual production. Expression of value, 1,500. Surplus labour, S, expended during the year, is 1/2 of a working day expended on the annual production. Expression of value, 1,500. Value produced by annual labour, or V plus S, equals 3,000. Total value of product, or C plus V plus S, equals 9,000. The difficulty, then, does not consist in the analysis of the value of the social product itself. It arises in the comparison of the component parts of the value of the social product with its material constituents. The constant, merely reappearing portion of value is equal to the value of that part of this product which consists of means of production, and is incorporated in that part. The new value product of the year, equal to V plus S, or variable capital plus surplus value, is equal to the value of that part of this product which consists of articles of consumption, and is incorporated in it. But with exceptions of no consequence here, means of production and articles of consumption are wholly different kinds of commodities, products of entirely different bodily or use forms, and therefore products of wholly different classes of concrete labour. The labour which employs machinery in the production of means of subsistence is vastly different from the labour which makes machinery. The entire aggregate annual working day, whose value expression is 3,000, seems spent in the production of articles of consumption equal to 3,000, in which no constant portion of value reappears, since these 3,000 resolve themselves only into variable capital value and surplus value. On the other hand, the constant capital value of 6,000 reappears in a class of products quite different from articles of consumption, namely in means of production, while as a matter of fact no part of the social working day seems spent in the production of these new products. It seems, rather, that the entire working day consists only of classes of labour which do not result in means of production, but in articles of consumption. This mystery has already been cleared up. The value product of the year's labour is equal to the value of the products of Department 2, to the total value of the newly produced articles of consumption. But the value of these products is greater by two-thirds than that portion of the annual labour which has been expended in the sphere of production of articles of consumption, Department 2. Only one-third of the annual labour has been expended in their production. Two-thirds of this annual labour have been expended in the production of means of production, that is to say, in Department 1. The value product created during this time in Department 1, equal to the variable capital value plus surplus value produced in Department 1, is equal to the constant capital value of Department 2 reappearing in articles of consumption of Department 2. Hence, they may be mutually exchanged and replaced in kind. The total value of the articles of consumption of Department 2 is therefore equal to the sum of the new value product of Departments 1 and 2, or 2 C plus V plus S equal to 1 V plus S plus 2 V plus S, hence equal to the sum of the new values produced by the year's labour in the form of V plus S. On the other hand, the total value of the means of production, Department 1, is equal to the sum of the constant capital value reappearing in the form of means of production Department 1 and in that of articles of consumption Department 2. In other words, equal to the sum of the constant capital value reappearing in the total product of society. This total value is equal in terms of value to four-thirds of a working day preceding the process of production of Department 1, and two-thirds of a working day preceding the process of production of Department 2, in all equal to two aggregate working days. The difficulty with the annual social product arises, therefore, from the fact that the constant portion of value is represented by a wholly different class of products, means of production, than the new value V plus F added to this constant portion of value and represented by articles of consumption. Thus, the appearance is created, so far as value is concerned, that two-thirds of the consumed mass of products are found again in a new form as new product, without any labour having been expended by society in their production. This is not so in the case of an individual capital. Every individual capitalist employs some particular concrete kind of labour, which transforms the means of production peculiar to it into a product. Let, for instance, the capitalist be a machine builder. The constant capital expended during the year, 6,000, the variable, 1,500, the surplus value, 1,500, the product, 9,000. The product, say, 18 machines of 500 each. The entire product here exists in the same form, that of machines. If he produces various kinds, each kind is calculated separately. The entire commodity product is the result of the labour expended during the year in machine building. It is a combination of the same concrete kind of labour with the same means of production. The various portions of the value of the product therefore present themselves in the same bodily form. 12 machines embody 6,000 constant capital, 3 machines 1,500 variable capital, 3 machines 1,500 surplus value. In the present case, it is evident that the value of the 12 machines is equal to 6,000 constant capital, not because there is incorporated in these 12 machines only labour performed previously to the manufacture of these machines and not labour expended on building them. The value of the means of production for 18 machines did not of itself become transformed into 12 machines, but the value of these 12 machines, consisting itself of 4,000 constant capital plus 1,000 variable capital plus 1,000 surplus value, is equal to the total value of the constant capital contained in the 18 machines. The machine manufacturer must therefore sell 12 of the 18 machines in order to replace his expended constant capital, which he requires for the reproduction of 18 new machines. On the contrary, the thing would be inexplicable if, in spite of the fact that the labour expended was employed solely in the manufacture of machines, the result were to be, on the one hand, 6 machines equal to 1,500 variable capital plus 1,500 surplus value, on the other, iron, copper, screws, belts, etc., of a value amounting to 6,000 constant capital. That is, the means of production of the machines in their bodily form, which, as we know, the individual machine-building capitalist does not produce himself, but must replace by way of the process of circulation. And yet it seems at first glance that the reproduction of the annual product of society takes place in this absurd way. The product of an individual capital, that is, of every fraction of the social capital endowed with a life of its own and functioning independently, has a bodily form of one kind or another. The only condition is that this product must really have a use form, a use value, which gives it the imprint of a member of the world of commodities capable of circulation. It is immaterial and accidental whether or not it can re-enter as a means of production into the same process of production from which it emerged as a product. In other words, whether the portion of its value representing the constant part of the capital has a bodily form in which it can actually function again as constant capital. If not, this portion of the value of the product is reconverted into the form of its material elements of production by means of sale and purchase, and thus the constant capital is reproduced in the bodily form capable of functioning. It is different with the product of the aggregate social capital. All the material elements of reproduction must in their bodily form constitute parts of this product. The consumed constant part of capital can be replaced by the aggregate production only to the extent that the entire constant part of the capital reappearing in the product reappears in the bodily form of new means of production, which can really function as constant capital. Hence, simple reproduction being assumed, the value of that portion of the product which consists of means of production must be equal to the constant portion of the value of social capital. Furthermore, considered individually, the capitalist produces in the value of his product, by means of the newly added labour, only his variable capital plus surplus value, while the constant part of the value is transferred to the product owing to the concrete character of the newly added labour. Considered socially, that portion of the social working day which produces means of production, hence adding new value to them, as well as transferring to them the value of the means of production consumed in their manufacture, creates nothing but new constant capital, intended to replace that consumed in the shape of old means of production in both departments 1 and 2. It creates only product intended for productive consumption. The entire value of this product, then, is only value which can function anew as constant capital, which can only buy back constant capital in its bodily form, and which, for this reason, resolves itself, considered socially, neither into variable capital nor surplus value. On the other hand, that part of the social working day which produces articles of consumption does not create any portion of the social replacement capital. It creates only products intended in their bodily form to realize the value of the variable capital and surplus value of departments 1 and 2. Speaking of the point of view of society, and therefore considering the aggregate product of society, which comprises both the reproduction of social capital and individual consumption, we must not lapse into the manner copied by Proudhon from bourgeois economy, and look upon this matter as though a society with a capitalist mode of production, if viewed en bloc, as a totality, would lose this, its specific historical and economic character. No, on the contrary, we have, in that case, to deal with the aggregate capitalist. The aggregate capital appears as the capital stock of all individual capitalists combined. This joint stock company has in common with many other stock companies that everyone knows what he puts in, but not what he will get out of it.